The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm excited about the records you've brought us in this morning.
I actually knew you already were, so it's a
cheat. I did pop by the shop yesterday to have a little squiz.
Oh, sorry about that.
What's this first one you've brought us?
Well, Tramp Records have done a new sort of soul R&B disco compilation entitled Can You Feel It? Volume 2.
Big what question mark.
Can you feel it?
Volume 2.
A quality selection of highly underrated modern soul, disco and boogie 1976 to 84.
Right. And what that means is obscure.
Nice. That's what we like.
Translated, that means.
Shall I hit it on one of these?
Well, you can hit it. Now, this tune here is by a man called Teray Glenn Jr. And all the information in the gatefold about Glenn Jr. is about his dad, Teray Glenn, who was a trombone player for Duke Ellington,
cool.
Cab Calloway.
Wow.
He's a guy who plays vibes on Duke's Liberian Suite.
That's very, very cool.
But this is his funky son.
His funky son. Your light was on, but your car was gone. Your light was on, but your car was gone.
Yeah. Wait till you hear his voice at the chorus. You're going to like it.
Should we talk about the track listing on the back?
Tess has got an issue with the design layout of the track listing. What's your problem with it?
It looks really cool.
It does look really cool. It's kind of like
and
a...
And, like, once you know what the tracks are, I'm sure it would be easy. Right, Troy?
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Is this what you meant?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
How are your headphones, Troy?
They're great.
Yeah.
Troy brought his own fancy headphones in today. Fair enough. The gatefold is great in this. There's a photo of all of the different groups that we've got going on here. I think my favourite is the Fantastic Shakers. They've all got quite spectacular white suits with very, I don't know, what do you call that? That frilly bit down the front of a shirt. Has it got a special name? Anyone know what that frilly bit down the front of a like dress shirt from the 70s is?
Is it called a ruff or a ruffle?
Maybe. A ruffle, I don't know if there's a more technical term. But they're all holding like photo frames of their own face in front of their face. It's like, I don't know, it's like someone's PR person was like, this will be a really good idea, guys. Just take my word for it. Do it like this.
You haven't talked about the front cover of this.
Oh, yeah. Spectacular. We've got a lovely man sitting in front of a radio station setup. He's smiling away. We were trying to work out if that was a cigarette holder, but we think it's an old school pen holder sitting in front of him. And he's got like a massive stack of 7 inches. And he's sitting on essentially what looks like your grandma's kitchen chairs. It's a very DIY setup.
I bet you that guy's radio show just slayed.
I reckon
it was amazing. He's playing a Coral 7-inch there.
Do we know who he is?
No.
He's just a mystery man.
He's just one of the coolest radio guys I've seen in my life.
You've seen some cool radio guys, I'm sure.
Not as cool as him. Right, so Teray Glenn, this is the thing that was exciting for you, Rachel, is the first 400 copies of this record worldwide, this double LP, come with a 7-inch, a mystery 7-inch.
Fade this down so we can fade up the old 7-inch?
Let's have a listen.
Oh, so did you get a 7-inch?
Yeah.
This is one of the first 400.
Yes.
Here we go.
Are all the ones you have in Southbound one of the first 400?
They are.
Oh, okay.
And this is, who is it? Is it Al Johnson, does it say?
Is Al Johnson, it says AJ.
Crossed
and then it's
out.
Been crossed out in pen. And it says Al written in pen above it. So someone got his name wrong. This is funky.
For your love.
Oh yeah.
For your sweet love, baby. I will keep you satisfied. Keep you by my side.
This is smooth. So this is only on the first 400, yes?
Yeah.
How many of those do you have in the shop?
There's three, I think.
Ooh, yeah. Race you there.
Oh no, I'll be there before you. So this is, like I said, this is the new Tramp compilation. Can you feel it? Volume 2.
I can feel it. I'm enjoying this a lot.
How about this bit?
Da-da-da-da-da. talking about that. For your love, I wrote this song. I'm pointing at Tess, but she's very unimpressed by this dancing that I'm doing here.
I don't know if Tess is mad because she doesn't feel well or because she really dislikes the way the track list on this is.
I'm not mad, but can we explain the track listing?
Okay, yes, sorry, we interrupted.
So
what's wrong with it?
It's great. The tracks are great, but it's written... I don't know how to explain this.
It's like a spiral that goes around the four sides, like a square spiral, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it hard to read? Is that what's annoying?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess it's a little bit confusing.
Well, none of us could work it out for a few
but
minutes.
But it does look great. And
but I like it.
You know, isn't that what it's really all about?
I love the idea that you get a free 7-inch.
Yep. And you should be really thrilled that Mr. Maurice is on here as well. Mr. Maurice is really something.
There are some great things on here. Do you want to give us a quick spin on who else is on this?
Yep.
If you can read it.
If you can read
if
it.
I can read it. You probably won't be familiar with most of these. Kurt Gill and the Jamaditi Band, Tony Swami and the Band of Executives. They were from South Africa, I think.
Cool.
Ambrosilos Orchestra, Gangbusters, the Maven Brothers Band, Maxwell, not the Neo Soul Maxwell. This is a band called Maxwell. Harry Hann, Mr. Maurice, Teray Glenn Jr., who we heard just before, Jeremy Power, who Rachel Vogts looks like Billy Bragg with a different hat on.
Yeah, he does.
Crown, Cecil Homeboy Lied, Dancer, that's a way to like really say who you are. Phoenix, not the French pop band, Grayson Street, and the Fantastic Shakers. There you go.
Who have the best photo in the gatefold. Well, this is fantastic. And this little sneaky 7-inch is Al Johnson, not AJ Johnson.
Yeah.
As it was mislabeled.
And is it called For Your Love, I Wrote This Song?
I think it might be.
All right. Moving along. Shall we go to something else, something more current or something 55 years old?
Let's go something more current because that's what I've got in front of me here.
All right. This is a gentleman whose name is Damon Locks. Damon Locks used to be in a band with Fred Armisen, did you know?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Chicago experimental type of character. He wrote this album first just by putting civil rights era speeches into a sonic collage. Then decided, well, if I'm going to perform them, why don't I get like sort of a choir and a backup band? And what about a troupe of dancers? And we'll record the album live.
So cool.
So it's called Damon Locks' Black Monument Ensemble. The album is called Where Futures Unfold. Oh no, Where Future Unfolds.
Where Future Unfolds.
You like this one already?
I really like this album. I've been slamming this since it came out, start of the year.
Of course, you haven't been slamming the vinyl because that all disappeared within 5 seconds. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting on a repress. And because of this elegant packaging,
yeah, this is
taken ages.
This is really cool. So it's got like a black and gold foil cover, which is kind of a... Oh, there's Angel Bat Dawid.
That is, in fact, Angel Bat Dawid, yes. On clarinet.
On clarinet. Who has also had a fantastic album come out recently.
And of course, that one's not out on vinyl yet either, but it will be soon.
The speeches are by? Is it on the...
Yeah, it's all kinds of people from, you know, the civil rights era.
Presume that'll all be listed in the gatefold, yes?
I think so, yeah.
Let's have a look.
Have a look.
This cover is great. It's like a collage of different sort of imagery from the civil rights movement on black and gold foil.
Yeah, it's very flash.
Oh, the inside is also very flashy. It's got photos of the live performance. There's someone wearing like a spacesuit helmet in here. You can see the dancers.
I think that might be Damon wearing the helmet.
Okay, right. Let's have a look. We're listening to The Colours That You Bring right now.
Now, this one's on International Anthem. You'll notice that it has that look of the International Anthem releases like Micaiah McRaven and things like that, with the Obi strip in English, not in Japanese. No 7-inch in that one. No point looking.
So I think it's really cool that he did this with dances and things as well. Oh, here's this sister's in the speech.
No, at the moment, from the past 6 months, but I feel adventuresome. I don't think I'm just going to stop, sit down. I don't necessarily mean singing or... I'm not a lecturer, I'm not a writer, I'm not a... I'm just, I guess I'm a performer, but I feel creative. I feel I need to be around people. I like it now. And I don't know what I'm going to do.
I actually can't see who this is.
I'm not going to start.
I think you can look it up.
I'm sure you can, yeah. So this is recorded live.
Yes.
That's awesome.
At some botanical gardens in Chicago, I think.
I think so, yeah. So, musicians on this: Angel Bat Darwood, the clarinet; Dana Hall on drums and percussion; Damon Locks on electronics, bells and voice; RF Smith on percussion; and then the singers: Philip Armstrong, Monique Golding, Raina Golding, Eric McCarter, Tremaine Parker, Lauren Robinson. And then there's a whole bunch of awesome dancers too. From Move Me Soul Collective, I think?
Yes, it is, yeah. Move Me Soul. So this whole album, Damon Locke's Black Monument Ensemble, is... I guess these days we'd try to go, oh, it's kind of like a spiritual jazz type thing. It is and it isn't.
Yeah.
It is a super, super empowering, inspirational record.
Mm. See, I had no idea about the dancers when I've been listening to this up until now, and I think that adds a whole nother layer, knowing that this was just a completely live performance with that whole element in it too. I think that's awesome. I believe Jen is also a big fan of this album. She's on Morning Glory next. Yeah. So this is Damon Locks, the Black Monument Ensemble. This track is The Colours That You Bring. What's the name of the album?
Where Futures Unfold. Oh no, Where Future Unfolds.
Where Future Unfolds. Yeah. Recorded live. Very, very cool indeed.
And that's amazing. We got a few of them in the store right now. Now, you heard the voice of Rudy Van Gelder announcing the first take of Blue World.
This one's been a long time in the waiting.
June 24, 1963 or 1964, actually. And what this was, the John Coltrane Classic Quartet were asked by a French New Wave director, well, a French Canadian New Wave director, for some songs for his movie, Le Chat dans le Sac, The Cat in the Bag. And John went, oh, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do some things for you. And the guy requested a bunch of tunes that Coltrane had done in the previous years. Now, this is a guy who didn't ever look backwards. He was, especially at that time, he was looking forwards.
Mm-hmm.
But as a favourite of this guy, sure, he did 40 minutes worth of tunes at Rudy Van Gelder's. Two takes of Neymar from 1959 from Giant Steps, three takes of Village Blues from Coltrane Plays the Blues, Like Sunny, which he'd originally done on Coltrane Jazz, and Training In, which he'd done way back in 57. But this is the Coltrane Classic Quartet doing it. So it's
awesome.
Way different. And it's a... oh, and the one we're hearing now, Blue World, it's based on the rhythm changes of Out of This World, which he'd done on the Coltrane self-titled record in 62. But what you have is a record... now it's a record, 55 years later, it's been hiding in plain sight. No one even thought about it. It wasn't listed in the studio logs because Coltrane kept it secret from Impulse. Rudy Van Gelder went along with that.
Is that because he had a bit of beef with his label?
No,
wanted it to be...
Just thought he'd do it for this guy, you know.
Fair enough, yeah.
It was in the movie. 8 minutes was used in the movie, but because it was like kind of a sort of an underground movie, no one really noticed.
Right, okay.
And none of the biographers or discographers or anyone really knew about the existence of this until the Canadian Film Board realised what they had.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Imagine being that person who was like, hang on a second.
This is unreleased Coltrane. So, What you have is basically the Coltrane Quartet in between the Crescent album and A Love Supreme, almost bang in the middle of the record, the midpoint between those two things.
Yeah.
And doing the completely unorthodox for them thing of revisiting past material.
Wow.
So just to remind you who the classic, well, the now known as classic quartet, of course, John Coltrane on tenor, Jimmy Garrison on bass, McCoy Tyner is the piano player, Elvin Jones on drums.
It's all mixed and mastered by Rudy Van Gelder,
as
you were saying.
The great Rudy Van Gelder.
And remastered by Kevin Reeves.
Rudy's dead now, you see, so you couldn't put any input into that.
And the lacquers were cut by Ron McMaster. That's cool.
At Capitol. In the Capitol Stacker Records building, yeah.
This has got a great cover. It's just got a wonderful big photo of John Coltrane. Very close-up profile shot of his face.
From a famous session by Jim Marshall, but that picture, that photo has never been seen before.
It's gorgeous. It's kind of got like a lot of natural light or sunlight or something shining on his face. And then on the back, there's a few stills from the movie as well.
Yep.
And a picture of Coltrane full swing on the saxophone.
And on the inside is... copious liner notes on the inner bag and also some other photos.
Fantastic.
You know the weird thing about this photo on the front? You don't often get to see, well, I mean, this is completely inconsequential, but you don't often see the colour of Coltrane's eyes.
No, you don't. Nice brown colour.
Yeah, mainly you see him in black and white, obviously, and another photo. It was the first time I noticed what colour, you know, how deep that colour of his eyes were.
He's a very handsome man. So original quarter-inch analog mono tapes were used for all tracks.
Right, and that's the other point, is that it was an anomaly at that time for Rudy to record only in mono, but because it was for the film,
that's
and the
how
film
he did it.
Was going to be in mono, this is a mono recording from...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. What do you think, Tess? You're not a big Coltrane fan? Or?
No, I like it. It's good. Yeah.
It's very... just lovely. It puts you in the nice headspace, I think. It's got a little bit of info in the back about the movie as well. The two characters, Barbara and Claude, young lovers, they embrace in slow motion as the film's title appears. Just as they separate, the music of John Coltrane kicks in at top volume. And then the characters talk directly to the camera, which was kind of radical at the time. I mean, it still is a bit weird when you see characters do that in movies.
And there's a link in there. You can watch the entire movie online now. Legally.
Oh, cool.
Legally.
Legally. Yep. Nice.
So, Blue World by John Coltrane, title track of the previously unreleased 1964 recordings. We got it now.
Very cool.
I couldn't wait to get that one home, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. What else did you bring us this morning, Troy?
Well, right before that, we heard Damon Locke's Black Monument Ensemble, Where Future Unfolds. Finally, it has got the repressing. We don't quite know how the first lot sold out. We have a suspicion it was via his own website or Bandcamp or something.
Yeah.
So we have that now in the store on International Anthems. And we started off with Can You Feel It, Volume 2.
Can You Feel It? Question mark. Yes, you can. That was great. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you.
Catch you in the shop soon.
You will.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.